Fantastic. We have some big kids and little kids. I'm going to read a story. Is that okay? Would that be all right to read a story? Okay. It's about Christmas. And it's called Santa's Little Helper. It was Christmas Eve, and all was quiet. Mickey and Pluto were fast asleep when achoo, achoo, achoo. A chorus of sneezes outside woke them. They ran to the window to see the commotion. Mickey couldn't believe his eyes. Santa Claus was standing in his backyard. Attached to Santa's sleigh were 9 reindeer with their bright red noses. That's funny, Mickey thought to himself. Isn't Rudolph supposedly the only one with a red nose now? Mickey ran outside in his pajamas. Merry Christmas, Santa, he said. Is something wrong? It's all this sneezing, Santa said. Dasher was sniffling when we left the North Pole. And now everybody but Rudolph has come down with a bad cold. We all need to get home to bed, but we still have 4 houses to go. The reindeer promptly let out another round of sneezes. They looked miserable. But what could Santa do? He couldn't leave his last 4 houses without Christmas presents. Gee, maybe Pluto and I can help, Mickey said. We'd be happy to deliver the presents for you. Oh, thank you, Mickey, said Santa. He lifted a huge red sack out of his sleigh. My gift sack is full of Christmas magic. It will help you make the deliveries. Santa Claus handed Mickey a list of presents to deliver. Then he climbed back into his sleigh, and the reindeer slowly lifted off into the sky, coughing and sneezing all the way. Mickey pulled his sled from the garage and hauled it over to the giant sack of gifts. He expected the bag to be very heavy, but when he picked it up, it was light as a feather. That must be the Christmas magic Santa mentioned, Mickey said. Come on, Pluto, let's finish Santa's deliveries. Pluto grabbed the sled's rope to his mouth. He stepped forward to pull it behind him, and then suddenly, Pluto, Mickey, and the sled rose into the air. They were flying. Whoa, more Christmas magic, Mickey said, holding on tight as the sled steered itself to their first stop. In no time at all, the sled landed on Daisy's roof. Mickey and Pluto quickly hopped out. How do you think I get inside? Mickey said that as he was lifting the sack over his shoulder. Santa goes down the chimney. Should I try? Pluto nodded and Mickey walked to the chimney. He leaned over and looked down. Before he knew it, he was sliding into Daisy's living room. He landed on the ground with a puff of chimney soot. This Christmas magic takes some getting used to, he said as he rubbed his sore backside. Mickey looked over Santa's list and then took Daisy's gifts from the great sack. He had just finished arranging them under the tree when he saw the treats Daisy had left for Santa. Probably milk and cookies, huh? We leave that for Santa, right? I'm sure she wouldn't mind if I ate them, since I'm filling in for Santa, Mickey said, happily munching on the cookies. Mickey quickly filled Daisy's stocking and then looked up the chimney. Suddenly, whoosh, Mickey was whisked back to the roof. When he saw Pluto, Mickey realized he hadn't brought a cookie for his friend. I'm sorry, Pluto. I promise I'll get you a treat at the next house, he said. This is just a few more pages. It says 5-minute Christmas stories. The next delivery was for Goofy. Mickey had just leaned into the chimney when Pluto grabbed the back of the sack in his teeth. He didn't want to miss getting a treat at this house. The Christmas magic whisked them both down the chimney into Goofy's living room. Pluto, Mickey said, I promise that I'll bring you a... Oh, no, look out. Spotting the plate of cookies Goofy had left for Santa, Pluto ran right toward them, but he accidentally brushed against Goofy's tree. It went crashing to the ground. Mickey and Pluto fixed Goofy's tree as best they could, but it still drooped a little on one side. Mickey checked his list and got his friend's presents out of the Santa's sack. Maybe he'll be so excited about his gifts that he won't even notice the tree, he said. Mickey very carefully filled Goofy's stocking, and then he and Pluto went back up the chimney to the sled. Mickey and Pluto had to hurry. They had spent so long Goofy's tree that they were running out of time. At Minnie's house, Mickey rushed down the chimney, checked Santa's list on the way. He pulled her gifts from Santa's sack, placed them under the tree, and then filled her stockings with goodies. On his way back to the chimney, he grabbed two cookies, one for him and one for Pluto. Now I'm looking for the ending. It's coming. When they landed on Donald's roof, Mickey got right to work. He dropped down the chimney, pulling out the list, and headed straight to the tree. He pulled Donald's present from the sack. 1, 2, 3. Uh-oh, Mickey said. There are supposed to be 4 gifts, but there are only 3 left in the bag. Did I drop one? Mickey looked everywhere by the chimney, under the table, behind the chair. As he was crouching to look beneath the sofa, Mickey heard footsteps upstairs. Donald was awake. Mickey grabbed Santa's sack and raced to the chimney. The stocking, he cried. Mickey quickly filled his friend's stocking. He had just finished when one of Donald's feet appeared at the top of the stairs. Luckily, Santa's Christmas magic was waiting. It whisked Mickey up the chimney seconds before Donald came downstairs. Whew, whew, Mickey said as he and Pluto flew home. That was way too close. The next morning, the friends met at Mickey's house for Christmas breakfast. It seemed everyone had a different story about Santa's visit the previous night. Santa must have been a little out of sorts last night, Daisy said to Goofy. He left chimney soot all over my floor. He's never done that before. I know what you mean, Goofy said. I think Santa bumped into my tree. He looked a little lopsided this morning. He woke me up with the noise he was making. Donald exclaimed, it's been so quiet. I almost forgot, Minnie said to Donald. Santa left one of your presents at my house. Suddenly, Mickey realized that he had left Santa's magic sack next to his tree. He looked around worriedly, but the sack was gone. In its place was a box with a tag that said, Love, Santa. Mickey unwrapped the box. Inside was a beautiful snow globe of Pluto and Mickey riding with Santa in his sleigh. Mickey winked at Pluto. No, Santa Claus definitely wasn't laughing last night. He said, Merry Christmas, everybody. And that's the end of our story. I got 4 more for the next 4 Christmases. 5-minute Christmas stories. Well, I think there's a message there somewhere in that story. What do you think it might be? That Mickey and Goofy helped bring Christmas presents to the people that Santa couldn't because he was sick, right? Huh? Okay. There you go. Perfect. He helped people. It's always important to help people. We are Christian people. We believe that Jesus Christ came and was in a stable, just as we read, and was the Son of Mary. And he came on earth to remind people that he loved them. He loves us. And he wants us to be there for other people, to share that love. So I think that's the story of this Christmas story, that God is sharing his love with us. Jesus came to us as a brother, and now he's living with us in our hearts and caring for us. And he's saying, will you do that for others? Will you reach out to others and make their lives happy and make them feel good and make them know that they're important? Because each one of us in here is important, right? Every one of us is important. And so God says, you're important to me, and can you reach out and help other people feel important? I think that's the message of Christmas for us today. that we're here, that God is here, that we're thankful and grateful for what God has done for us, and then we reach out with that thanksgiving and help one another. That makes sense? Yeah? Okay. Any questions? Huh? No questions. Okay, you can go back to your parents.